Again, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of God, the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Midianites 7 years. The children of Israel, who are God's chosen people, sinned against him and they did evil in the sight of God. And what did God do? God did not wipe them out. God did not kill them. But God decided to hand them over into captivity, into the hands of the Midians. 7 years. The hand of the Midians prevailed against Israel. Because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made for themselves dens that are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. Hallelujah. The Midianites were so, you know, very, very rigid, and their rule was so tough for the Israelites, to the extent that the Israelites were not able to sleep at home. The Israelites were not able to sleep at home. They had to sleep in the mountains. They have to sleep in the caves. Hallelujah. Why? Because they had sinned against the Lord, and the Lord has, you know, given them. So if you are a child of God, and you are going through a particular situation, you may have to ask God, why am I going through this problem? Because the children of Israel, who were the chosen people of God, how come God handed them over into the rule, the captivity, into the hardship of the Midianites? It is because they did evil and God decided to punish them. So as a child of God, do not lose sight of the fact that God can choose to punish you. And why can God choose to punish you? It is when we lose sight of our God. Hallelujah. I'm speaking on the topic when we lose sight of our God. The hand of the Midians prevailed against Israel. Wow. Because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made for themselves dens. Hallelujah. In the mountains. Things had become tough. Things had become very, very difficult because of the rule of the Midianites. That the Israelites were not even able to sleep in their own homes. On their own lands, they were not able to enjoy their fruits because they were under the oppression and under the pain of the Midianites. Hallelujah. My brother, if you are going through some kind of difficulty in your life, if you are going through some kind of pain in your life, I'm telling you this morning that it is time for you to ask God. If you are a child of God and you are going through a situation that you don't understand, the only place that you can find the reason why you are going through that situation, the reason why you are facing that problem, is to go to God. It may be you have departed from his will, as the children of Israel had departed and had done evil in the sight of God. So God decided to punish them by putting them under the bondage of the Midianites. These were not people that the Israelites have not defeated before. The Israelites had defeated the Midianites before. So you may go through problems that you have even overcame. You may go through problems that you have even overcome before. You have even overcome before. But this time you face the same situations and they seem different And they are so difficult to handle. Why? It is because you have lost sight of your God. Sometimes you are doing business and business starts going well. Things start prospering. Everything turns good. Now you're having money to sort yourself out. You're having money to pay your kids' school fees. You're having money to pay your rent, build houses, and everything is fine. Then all of a sudden, things begin to fall apart. Situations and things that were easy to do, business that you know that this deal will go through, decide to, you know, fail, and a whole lot of things begin to mess up. Then you need to know that this is the time I need to seek my God. This is the time I need to go and ask my God. It may be because you have lost sight of your God. And so it was that when Israel had sown, the Midianites came up with the Amalekites and the sons of the east, and they came up against them. Hey, when you have even worked, when you have worked, and it is time for you to reap your toll, that is the time for you to face problems, and you don't even know what you use the funds for. You work at the end of the month, you get nothing. Things that everybody would do and succeed, when you get involved, everything will mess up. Every place that people will go, that the door will open. When you alone, you go, the door will close. Hallelujah. Then you need to know that you have lost sight of your Lord. It is about time that you go close to your God and ask him that, Lord, why? Because it was so bad that even when the Israelites had sown, when they have planted, when it was time for them to harvest, the Midianites will come, and they will not come alone. They will come with the Amalekites, and they will come with the sons from the east. And they will come against them. Do you know what they will do? And they camped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth. Their plants. Their toils. They destroyed it as far as Gaza. And they left no substance for Israel. No sheep, no ox, or no donkey. Hallelujah. When they come, they pick everything. The ones they cannot carry, they destroy it. And that is what the enemy does in your life. When you allow yourself and for the enemy to enter into your life. Whenever you sow, whenever you plant, whenever you do things that you expect yield, the enemy will enter and come and destroy it. And the enemy will come with strong men to come and destroy it. So you plant, but you don't see any increase. You work, but you don't see any changes in your life. You are doing everything that you are supposed to do to make sure that things will work in your life, but you cannot see any increase. It is because there is a Midianite in your life who will come and destroy all the substances that you have gotten. Just as the Israelites were suffering from the hands of the Midianites, it says that they come against them and destroy the increase of the earth as far as Gaza. And they left no substance for Israel. Wow. Wow. When you plant, you are supposed to see increase and you are supposed to enjoy the fruit of your labor. But here is the case that you have sold, you work, you do all that you can do. But at the end of the month, when you receive your salary, it cannot do anything. When you see your salary, you cannot pinpoint what particular thing you use your salary for. When you receive your salary, that is the time that your luxury life will come. When you receive your salary, that is the time that, you know, that spendthrift nature will just bump into you and you start spending your salary, you start gifting people, you start doing other things. By the time that you realize your salary is gone, because there is a Midianite in your life. There is an enemy. There is an evil one in your life that is manipulating your expenditure. That is making sure that every time your life will be cost 90. Osaka usikana pe. You don't know where that kind of spirit comes from. You start buying things anyhow. Forgetting that you have bills to pay, forgetting that you have fees to pay, forgetting that you have feeding, you know, your family to feed. You start misusing your money. You make good money from your business, yet there is nothing to show for the good money you make from your business. Why? Because the devil has camped on your business. The devil has camped in your life. The devil has come and have brought strong men to destroy your life. So you work without seeing the fruit of your labor. When you have not worked, you are able to manage your life with the little that you have. You have not been paid. You can manage your life and live your life with a small money. You can go to lunch with 5 cedi, 10 cedi. You are okay. You will be able to live your life in any way. But the moment that you receive your salary, get a payment, get some money, hey, then that is when you get to know that you are a high-class person. So you have made money in your life, but you have nothing to show. Why? Because there's an Midianite in your life. Why? Because you have lost sight of the one that has made you so. You have lost sight of your God. And because you have lost sight of your God, the enemy have pitched camp in your life. You know your problem. You have studied and you have known that I'm a spendthrift. You have written it down that this is how I'm going to spend my money when I receive my salary. I need to buy prepaid. I need to pay my bills. I need to do this. I need to do that. It is not because you don't know what to use your money for. You know it. But when you receive your money, hey, shim, then your money. You start spending giddy, 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 giddy. All because there's a Midianite in your life who have pinched camp, destroying all the substance that you get from your earth. All your work that you are doing. Today I pray that God will help you to crush and break that Midianite that is sitting on your progress. That Midianite that is not helping you to prosper. Ejume biara wayebi. Ejume biara wayebi. Nanso uhum puntu owo wabrabo. Ejume amanfo ya womu nyesika. Na wotumpon. Na woyeye unkuwa kwa yebia. Na waboka. Esanse obunsamla peche camp ewo wabrabom esanse uwre fri unyankopon a usufre no a osira wada no no uwre fri oho to wo no uwre fri no and you must start to say eye ye no uwre fri no ama ukasa kra na ukasa se se ne nyankopon ni ho. And I'm with your bibia musinyame, and I'm with your bibia, a ye jumadene, a ye jumadene, a ye jumadene. But when things start going wrong because of what you have said before, as if God does not add to your riches, as if there is nothing that God can do for you, your mentality is that it is how smart you are and how you work smart and how you do things. That is what has gotten you far. So when things start going wrong, hey, you cannot call unto your God. You ask yourself, why did it take the Israelites 7 years? 7 solid years for them to be under captivity, under Midianites that they have defeated before. Why did they take them 7 years? At ye, am I refree? Good living leads to forgetfulness. Sometimes when things are going well for us, we tend to forget that onyankopon bi ene shrayen adum bi ene adum yen ene yen so ananka yen seshi no nyankopon sida bi abaya brabum ankaya na yen seshi bebi ene ye free ye mami ye papa busuem nanka odisie bi ere ni ho nanka obi bia po ni ho ma wako university nanso nyankopon adum nti yetumya kobi eye adwuma ama yensa ekọ yembuto ma yetumi de bi baya no. We have forgotten that it took God to take us from that curse in our family. But when we start making money and when we start tasting some successes, we forget our God and we start saying things against our God as if God cannot do anything for you. You forget your God and gives the enemy way to come and stay in your life and plant certain characters that will drain your money. The enemy will not come just sitting there just to drain your money. No, he will plant certain characters in your life. And what will the enemy plant in your life? Womanizing. He will plant womanizing so that womanizing will drain your money. Or baby, I'll be honey, be a penal. And I'll open so I'll do sick and a pen man into sick and in your cow on sap and I say, now shit. I didn't see the enemy has planted womanizing in your life. Ha! Ha! The Midianite pitch camp. So anytime that the Israelites sown and it was time for harvest, hey, they came to take everything away. And that is what the enemy is doing with your life. The enemy has planted things in your life that is draining you, that is killing you. What do you know? Any investment that you do turn out to be a bad investment. Any investment. And kawo de wako school wa dwini mu da ho. A unim se onye sika e che so de bi beto ho. Na so se baby a do sika ba ko she biara. Emre ayete se nyoma ba me ye ye amwao. Baby a do sika ba ko she biara na sika na she. Isan se. Obe me bia ba betra wa bra bom a odi wunya isan se obonefo no a ompe wi isan se wa twu ho efri wunya nkopon ho no obonefo no e de ne saba beto wa bra bo so a empuntu a efri ne empuntu e bi mba wa bra bom sa ne si wo Israelfo no a bra bom when they did evil in the sight of God gave them into the hands of the Midianites. Shall we continue verse 5? For they came up with their livestock and their tents, and they came up as locusts in numbers. Both they and their camels were without number. Hey! And they entered into the land to destroy it. They came up in their numbers. Hallelujah. Upon if one saw bar, oba with the mentality to destroy you. Na oba so ma unhunu se ne oba no. Oba abedwini se ne all ye no, you enjoy it because of the mbape and eba wa brabuma, you enjoy it and you think you are having fun. But the time you realize your life is ruined, oba or the ensanom udin sanom ensanom ensanom na wa ye korin se ni ubeye djume bia wo wiasim na so ensane akotwi branti. Sikan kaunsem. Sikan kaunsem. No wa brabwa ye basa. So on sanka sikaya uye kama. Uye okay. You live okay. But the moment money touches your hands, even sometimes it is not money for you. Money for your business. Money to fulfill an order. Money to work for somebody things. Hey, you spoil it. Because the enemy has sown a seed of destruction into your life. Or see, so Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. A great nation like Israel. Anka nyakupo esrawo anka nyakupo epejawo nanso esai obonefo no te wabrabom esai enyoma bia enyoma boni a aba wabrabom enti ohia dokrewo. You look like a rich man, but when you get into your closet, you are very poor. You are very poor. You make so much money, but you are poor. That is what happened to the verse 6. He says, so the Israelites were greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, you see, ohiemu hianeti nyamemba Israel for. It says, so obonifo no. Emma, bibi bia word mu de wo mo sabe kan bia ra no nobody for na se no wo dua nobody for na se no bibi bia ra wo beye bia ra no nobody for ni de na etiem ti ohia ne ahokire ba Israel for no so. They were faced with poverty of the highest order, and that is how your life have become. You are poor. Not because you don't have opportunities. You work. You have opportunities. You see that this is a clean-cut opportunity for you. They will tell you, go and come tomorrow. Tomorrow, you go and they say, there is no opportunity. It's as a Midianite, Abaho. It's as a Midianite, Ababe, take it over. And until you cry unto the Lord, the Midianite will impoverish you and will destroy your life. They said, and Israelites cried out to the Lord. Why did it take Israelites 7 whole years before they cried out unto the Lord? We'll get to know. We'll get to know, because the children of Israelites knew their God. They were people who knew God, and they knew that they served a mighty God who has made them powerful and fearful. So how come that a mighty nation has fallen so low that the Midianite has impoverished them? Akautuo wenyonyam. Anka utuo yoba won fepa a anka chesa walie wo subai echesa anka walie di anka unyebie. Nanso adenti ena senia o boa won senia o ye enyoma o ye nyina wo subai ye ni ahon yoma nanso awale ya bo. Adenti ena nya wo ye nyina ara wo yoba anka wo ni onyam wo ba wo wedi huni wo yoba anka wo kunu a wo hwehwa wo na denti na wo no emba adenti na wo no emba It is because you have not cried unto your God. It is because you have waited so long. And that is how human beings we are. When we start going through certain problems, we think we can handle it. Year one, we think we can handle it. Year two, we think we can handle it. Year three, oh, it will be better. We think it, we can handle it. Science is there. Mr. Amensa is there. This is there. I know this man. I know this papa. I know this prophet. Until it is getting too late. Before we seek our God, before we go to our God, before we turn to the Papa himself, the God Almighty, until enioma atete apansamono senia enjomne sie medema ho di nyina ye na ye yo afei die mapem me huni amenyo eje ye afei die mapem me huni amenyo but o Christo need the ankanyo mane sasia pe. You don't lose sight of your God. You run to your God if you are not sinning in sin. Sin will let you wait for too long until it is getting too over. Sin is what will prevent you from getting to your God when things start going bad. Ingratitude is what will prevent you from getting close to your God when things start getting bad. Because God helped you to a particular level and things started working well, and because you thought you have arrived and you stop going to church, you stop praying, you stop reading scriptures, you start standing up for God because you think you have arrived, because you think you have gotten your dream job, because you think you have gotten your dream marriage, because you think you have gotten money, so there is no need for God. You are self-sufficient. That is what happened to the Israelites. They got to the stage that they thought they were self-sufficient and they did not need God. Now they can experiment. Now they can do their things like people without rules and regulation, people who are not governed by laws, people who don't have any God because they think they have arrived, because they think they are self-sufficient. And that is what is happening to most of us. Yes, that is what is happening to most of us. Even nations, when nations develop to a particular level, they think that there's no need of God. They think that they have been able to do it all by themselves. And when calamity, terrorism, natural disasters, and certain kind of diseases start to strike, that is when they want to reach back and say that, hey, we founded these nations based on this Almighty God. Let us run and rush to him. Sometimes in our sufficiency, we tend to lose sight of our God. And the enemy will sneak in and start manipulating us and start sowing spirit of bitterness and poverty, hardship, diseases into our life. Yare bowo nanka. You have lost sight of your God. Because you think you are self-sufficient. You think that you have gotten everything in life. You think you are comfortable. Sika kakra. Awe nyenti. Umbushe. Ure finyame. Umfa Kristo. Sumni Kristo. Adie biya enyefche. Esa anse wenye sika kakra. Na se nyakupon cheno ho kakra. No bonsamni boremu. Na amaniene statise e ba. Se nya e tu Israel for ya. A holum and a behoon say. Sanang wa huodi usika ubi bia win yano ne yen yankopon. Just look at the politicians. They only remembers God when it is getting to time of election. 4 years, they will forget about God. They will forget about everything. Do their own thing and do walk about. When it is election year, hey, that is when they know God. And that is when they start using God and gospel songs and other things. But during their time in office, every program is jams. But when it is time for elections, that is where Minya Mekasa, Aome Radikese Bimamio, that is when they know God. And God cannot be mocked. God cannot be mocked. Shall we continue? Verse 7. Now it came to pass that when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel who said to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. When they cried unto God, God sent a prophet unto them. And do you know what the prophet, the duty of the prophet was to remind them where God has taken them from.
Kai sene na brabo no areso amu kai yare bia o yare ya osa o yare kai amane bia o femu kai time na o hwehwe djuma no bose na o se no no kai tam na o hwehwe abrante bia ware no na umfa sorry ndiagoro kai time na na o yare time na na o hwehwe baba wa bi aware no no na umfa sorry ndiagoro But now that things are well, you have forgotten about God. You have forgotten about Him. And that is what the prophet said. He said, remember, have you forgotten that I took you out of Egypt? I rescued you from bondage. God was trying to let them know where they have come from. Minya kai wechi wate. Kai bebi ana ufri, enye se ufiti ya na beye ye. Enye se ufiti ya na waye ra, waye krache. Ah, ende, ye kasa, umpesu bi kebiye. Esan say you have gotten to where you have gotten to. God is saying that, remember where I picked you from, that I cleaned you, that you have become the man that you are, that you have become the woman that you are, that you have become the business tycoon that you are, that you have become the politician that you are, that you have become the business executive that you are. Hey, remember. Remember the time that you used to sleep in the slums. Remember when you were sick that you nearly died. Remember when you had that police case, but I stepped in and I rescued you. Remember, me ba ureye fi me. Ureye fi me. Okay. Tama mi ji wu fri wa mani ye muno. Okay. When you were in bondage and you think it was all over, I rescued you. Have you forgotten? And chapter 9. And I delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians, out of the hand of all those who oppressed you. Out of the hands of all those who oppressed you. And I drove them out from before you and gave you their land.
Urefi. Se position ekuta okrampolo na won sem fata. Mi nyankopon na me de maho. Bebi ya waba be droi. Se ni awhwehwe onsa ka na onsa nkai kra kai se bebi ya waba be droi. Mi nyankopon me na me de we droho. Me ba kai. Aden arefi mi. Aden en arefi mi. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. So all that the Israelites were going through, they were going through because they have not obeyed the voice of God. And they have taken gods unto themselves. What God have you taken into your life? What have you taken and what are you worshiping in your life? You may be worshiping the money that you have gotten. Sika kakra wenyano enona wosum. Into person bia akotokoto esan se wenye sika kakra. Esan se yefra chairman. Esan se yefra boss. Esan se yefra nana. Wenye sika kakra ba besa wunti. Wama sika no aye bosom ewa wabrabom. Esa hon fe kakra nyankopon die shira wo. Na hona ma toso na hona ma ye nomi nomi. Wama sa hon fe na baye bosom ama wo. I'm a free onyankopon. You spend all your time and all your thinking on beautifying your body. I'm a fe kakra a embema ne pum 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 e kuso unhofe. I'm a free onyankopon. Your beauty have become a god unto yourself. Shape kakra nyankopon di amao. Ama we re flu nyankopon and I would do shape no a shape amount for destinies na say amount for destinies kevs kakra o wonti o de kevi amount for brabo and amount for brabo e say is an say o kevs o bo so ho kakra na ebusua e petigo e sign the goals of your body. The shape and the beauty that God gave you, instead of using him, using it to worship him, using it to draw people unto himself and working in the kingdom of God, you are using it to send people to hell. It has become a god that you worship. You spend all your mind and everything on your body. It has become God. Today, social media has become God unto people. They spend all their time, their resources, everything is social media. They don't have time for anything. Onyankopon kura wabuma womu enkwanumpo. Womu ni emre. Ema se nyankopon. Esanse social media baba beye a God in their life. What has become a God in your life that is not helping you to obey the voice of God? God is saying that the Israelites went through all this hardship and oppression under the hands of the Midianites just because they failed to obey his voice. You have heard the voice of God in your life severally, but you still obey. You still disobey that voice. You still disobey that voice. And now, what do we? And now, dear Mika, and she said, Yankopon. But Yankopon said, I'm not now what tone. Now, and your message is a man. You disobeyed him. You did not listen to his voice. I'm not be a fro or ga, boss. No. Now, for Yankopon, yes, she. Now, fro, say, wow, what smartness. wa wonim die bi na ma wonya sika nti no umfa dankopon yehwe said you are suffering, you are under oppression, you are under a curse, under a captivity because you have disobeyed my voice. You have disobeyed my voice. And you think that in this present age, it is not worth it to listen to the voice of God. You think it is not worthwhile to listen to the voice of God. But it is the Lord that maketh rich. It is the Lord that healeth thee. It is the Lord that protects thee. It is the Lord that provides for thee. Mema, we're in free.